What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is willing to kill six different individuals and frame its co-host in order to find out what makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, Andy, that little intro I did there, yeah, you may have noticed it was a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we're kicking off a brand new miniseries. We are doing every single one of the Mission Impossible movies.
Yay!
Yay!
I tell you, it was a blessing that it was on
all four.
All four. Now, and I think a few others are, because I went to
I think they're all on there now. Like,
lads, it's free. Just go on all four, cast it or watch it on your device or whatever. It's free.
There's something nice about having ads on it as well. It makes you feel like you're back in time.
Makes you feel like I'm watching the old, what was it?
The big movie.
Yeah. Network 2.
Yeah. Or the late movie. No, big movie was RT1 and the late movie was Network 2.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Now, apologies in advance again, folks. I had made a full recovery from my dose, and I was around a bunch of coughing kids at the weekend, and now I'm back under.
I noticed that you must have been wearing that hat for quite a while.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You've got a lot of lines on your forehead.
It's because I had to run to catch the Lewis.
Fair play to you. While I sauntered from my desk to the other desk. You down that Lucozade, Terry? Hey, I saw you on Saturday.
Yes,
kids party. I tell you what, the go karts were a delight.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, Johnny, two things she said. Like, she said, "Well, that was the shortest party I was ever at because we arrived."
What happened, Andy?
We arrived late.
What happened? You text me at 2:30, like, on the way, buddy.
I wasn't really on the way.
There
I was
you
about
go.
To get in the car.
Yeah.
And took a few wrong turns.
Did I not use maps?
Yeah, but like, sat nav on the way up 40 minutes. I was like, he fucking told me 20.
I looked at it like 27 minutes.
And then on the way back, it was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Straight away. I'm like, oh. And it was a delight on the way back.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. But Johnny said, and then the other thing she said was, I loved the go-kart so much.
I tell you, we go there all the time.
Oh, yeah?
So we should go there as a family outing.
Yeah. I'm down with that, big time.
Tinnahealy Farm Shop, if anybody is wondering.
Yeah, it was great. If you're in the
Wicklow area.
In the Wicklow
Mountains
area, if you happen to be loitering around Shillelagh. Yeah.
Or near Ockram.
Very good.
All these lovely parts of the Garden of Ireland.
It was great. Yeah. And it was actually lovely views on the way up and back. Mm.
How was this?
I tell you what, I travel anywhere, I don't get the views that I get in Wicklow.
Well, you're a motorhead.
You better believe
you
it.
You stay on the motorhead.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you.
Oh, you went with that one?
Yeah, well, of course.
I thought you would have been like,
the game?
Time to play the game. Or bow down to the king.
I mean, am I this is this blasphemy or Motorhead shite?
Yeah, I don't like them at all. My go-to song is a wrestling theme, like, you know.
Like, if you think about it out of context,
people
Triple
love
H's
them.
Song isn't a good song.
No. But I wouldn't be listening to it, like.
But I love it. You know what I mean?
It's because of the pump. Yeah. And the circumstance.
Yes.
And then you put them together. The pomp and circumstance.
But speaking of driving places, Terry. Mm-hmm. Now, it was 2 weeks ago at this stage, but I travelled down to Kilkenny to record that shoot for Waterford Whispers and Now TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be quick about it. Chances are I'd say, you can burp on the mic. That's okay.
I'll try not to.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're a better man than me.
I mean, think of when where we started and people would comment on our burps and farts on mic.
Oh,
and now
yeah.
Look at us.
We've grown.
Yeah. That's not on the mic.
I used to eat on the mic and everything.
Yeah.
Like, remember, get a little snack.
Yeah. So this Simpsons episode
that's
is pretty
so
good.
Gross.
Yeah.
But I got, first of all, it was for 9 a.m. Saturday morning, so I had to give up my patented lie-on.
Did you get the swap it?
No.
Ooh.
Couldn't swap. It was
dirty
on me.
Dirty pool, old boy.
It was on me. I didn't. I had to get up early, and then the next day, I was fucking up early again, because that was Kerry's lie-on day.
I guess, yeah, Kerry actually had to be up early to look after the kids,
yeah,
if you're gone.
Like, yeah, it was on me. So yeah. I was like, fine, you know. I got there, and I knocked on the door. It was like, no answer. I was like, okay. This is just some random flat in Kilkenny. Like, not like some big... I thought, like, oh, is there some studio there? Like, it was just some flat.
You're shooting on location, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was just in someone's gap. And so I texted the guy who I'd been talking about, and he's like, oh, he probably isn't up yet. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I travel an hour and a half.
Up at the crack of dawn here, buddy.
I'm there with my coffee. I got a Monster early, so I'd be alert when I got there. And not like, ugh.
A Monster and a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to
fucking blast off into orbit.
Yeah.
And so I got there, and I had no idea what it was going to be like. And then, like, these people just kept showing up. It was like, there's the director guy. There's the guy who's playing the other me when I'm not on screen. There's
like, he's doing your lines.
Someone for me to look at, and he's doing the other lines back at me. And then there was like an audio guy. There was a camera guy. Biggest camera I'd ever seen in real life. I was like, and they all knew each other. So I'm there like, and they're all chatting about some guy that they know. And I'm just like, just standing awkwardly like. then once we actually got started, it was grand. But it was like, and it was a good day. And it was, you know, we had some good sort of bits and good laughs and stuff like that. But like when I left, I felt good. So like, I'm pretty sure it went well.
That's half the battle.
Yeah,
of doing and putting anything out there. Except for this, I never feel like, maybe it's just because we're so comfortable doing it now.
Yeah,
that it's like, oh, like, yeah, fuck that up.
Don't know how you feel. Fuck. Yeah. Can't believe I missed that bit, the 5-star bit.
Whereas now, I was very much like this when I started doing the radio stuff.
Yeah,
where I'd be like, that's shit. You know, like, God.
Like, now, I'm mortified.
Now, I was saying this to the lads. It was like, so it used to be like, I'd do like, you know, whatever long it took me. And then I'd be like, now I'm like Krusty the Clown, like, hey, slide your mail. Bada bing, bada boom, I'm done.
Okay, Krusty, we'll get the tape ready.
Okay, Terry, we're ready to roll in three. What the?
It's so true. Yeah. It's kind of like, but it was one of those where it's like, it was the only time that I'd ever done anything that wasn't like written by me or like filmed by me or edited by me, most importantly. And like, there's some stuff in it where I was just like I would never say or I would never do something like this. And also, like, there's some things where it's like, okay, we've got the good take. Now let's have some fun with it. And I'm like, and then I'm thinking back, like, God, I really hope they didn't use that second time where I just went mad on something there. You know, I'm like, I know I'm going to cringe when I see it. But
it's like, you're Ben Affleck and David Fincher. You're putting yourself.
I do not get.
Ben Affleck normally writes, directs, stars in his own movies.
Yes.
And now he went and worked with, say, David Fincher.
The Finchman.
Yeah, the Finchman.
Was he in The Killer?
He wasn't in The Killer. David Fincher wrote and directed The Killer.
Oh, excuse me.
He didn't write it. He polished it, shall we say.
Whatever.
Great movie.
But that was it. Anyway, it's still to come out. I thought it was going to come out today. It may come out tomorrow.
By the time this drops,
it'll probably be out. I'm excited and also nervous at the same time. But it was fun. And it was like a first one of that. And the guy said afterwards, you know, hopefully more in the new year. So I'm thinking it didn't go terribly. Because you wouldn't have
you're
said
blown
that.
Blown up lately, like.
Hey!
Yeah.
Yesterday's sketch, you know what? I was actually quite happy. Like, normally I kind of put something out and I leave it. But if I may be self-indulgent, I actually thought the one yesterday was actually quite
good. Very good,
I've
idea.
I've watched it a few times.
Yeah, very good idea. tell you, just right at the end.
You know, the original sketch was going to be, and I'm kind of glad I didn't go with this, where I was going to then splice. Do you ever see that Owen in the helicopter?
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, have you got your seatbelts on? I was like, well, what are you talking about? Great, so let's go. Like, and he just blasts up. And then I'm just sitting there like, there goes the best damn interviewee I've ever had.
That's better. I like that ending better.
And it was going to be, and then it's going to be sending the next candidate, and then it's going to do a little lip sync of Joey Barton, like, you fuck off, or, you know, something like that. I was like, you know what? There's too many moving parts to that.
Joey Barton one went pretty big as well. Like,
I had some Olympian message me on Olympic gold medalist. I don't know, I can't remember her name. saying, hey, thanks so much for the Joey Barton thing. If you could share it on Instagram too, that'd be great. Really get the... And I'm kind of like... Ugh.
You share it.
What?
You share it.
Yeah.
You share my thing.
You got it.
That's
right
how
there.
It works. You probably got more followers.
It was one of those things when I shared that, I was like, I put something on Twitter, for people that aren't on Twitter, of like Joey Barton saying like, oh, the women, they don't know what they're talking about. The one woman said, oh, Endo put his laces through it. And like, no one corrected her because she was a woman. And then it was like, what she actually said was,
yeah,
most people put their laces through it, but no, he caresses it and all that.
He's such a fucking idiot. Like,
it's like this new like right wing like
character
that he's just, you know, because he's got a podcast going on. I mean, we're falling for it right now, even talking about it.
Don't give him the oxygen.
Yeah, exactly. And part of me, Terry,
change the topic.
Well, anyway, more importantly than all of that, Terry, how the bloody hell are you?
I'm good. You know what I've noticed? You know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And I sent you on a video, was it last night or Sunday night? So the way it works in my house, if the lights are off, like in everybody's house, but there's no like street lights are near me.
Yeah.
So it can be pitch black in my kitchen. If I knock off the lights, pitch black. Ooh. And I knocked off the lights as I was like getting ready to go to bed. And I was like, where's this glow coming from? And you can kind of see out my back window, like one of the houses around the corner. And it is like this Christmas light extravaganza.
Whoa.
That I was like...
You sent me a video on this?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I sent it to you Sunday night.
Did I reply?
No.
I didn't think I sent this.
Yeah, well, it's there.
You son of a bitch. Yeah.
Sunday night. And I was like...
Stop crying your heart out. No.
Keep going.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh shit!
It's pretty full on, like
Jesus. That is full on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, "What's the etiquette here on Christmas? Like Christmas lights, or how do you feel about, you know, Christmas lights?" I'm not trying to be a Grinch because we've got a lot of lights going on inside the house.
And then what? When is it too much?
Yeah. External, like
Irish podcast. What's so great about us? When is Christmas lights too much?
Yeah.
I don't.
Is there too much?
I don't think... I mean, what's that you're intruding on other people's retinas?
It's intruding on my retinas at nighttime.
So you see it through your window?
My back door. Mm. I can see it. It's that bright.
I think when you cross that threshold, maybe it's too much.
Yeah.
You know? I think... I don't know. I've never really had that
just
problem.
A little bit, yeah.
I guess because your estate is so new and they're still getting built up that there's, you know, if someone has something like that, it's noticeable.
Yeah. Very. Like everybody else, it's like, oh, they've got their tree in the window or
isn't
whatever.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and it's like...
You're like Kramer. You're like Kramer in...
The chicken roast.
Yeah, like you open the door, like the light bends your spine. Yeah, but no, I don't think you're Grinch for it.
Yeah.
I think that... And you know what? Speaking of the Grinch,
mm-hmm.
I was watching the animated Grinch the other day.
The Benedict Cumberbatch one?
Yeah, I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, what a weird...
And Keenan's in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he is.
But like, I remember hearing the voice.
Doesn't
like,
sound like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, but I'm also like, the Grinch kind of should sound like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you're doing Paul Crawford.
I hate Christmas.
You know, and he does some sort of like...
Do you know what? I've reached a decision about the Grinch.
Yeah?
I hate the Grinch.
You're supposed to hate him.
No, but I hate the movie and all movies.
I
the Grinch.
Love the song. And Bonnie you're loves the song. One, Mr. Grinch.
I don't know it well enough.
Like, looked up in the dictionary like, stink, stank, stong.
You know, I've seen the movie a few times. I've seen
I've
this.
Never seen that new one.
Just, I don't like it. I don't like the comet. It's not funny. It's, you know, I mean, I guess it's not for 38-year-old males. But like, I mean, even Joni was bored kind of watching it. I think Dr. Seuss is very hit and miss.
Dr. Who?
Have I fucked something?
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Zayas is... fucking Planet of the Apes.
Fuck.
What's wrong with me? I think you're crazy. Want a second opinion? You're all so lazy. Dr. Zeus, Dr. Zeus.
Fuck.
Dr. Seuss.
Okay. Well, now I'm embarrassed. Talking about never getting embarrassed on the pod, now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, it's doubling it. It's going to be another 30 seconds of me doing Dr. Seuss.
Quiet, I'm not finished. Yeah. Can I play the piano anymore?
Well, of course you can. Well, I couldn't before.
Oh, I love it.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, I mean. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the book of Cat in the Hat. Mm. Never seen the Mike Myers movie. Don't know if we'd like it.
You'd get better off.
Yeah. Although, like, I was listening to a couple of podcasts talking about Mike Myers. And, like, he really had America by the balls.
And what happened? He seems like a nice guy. Is he a nice...
What happened is he got unfunny. You know what I mean? Like,
how, though?
Like...
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
What?
Is it that the culture has changed and he couldn't change
with it? But like Boy Austin Powers 3, like most of it had like worn off, you know?
Yeah.
Like Austin Powers 1, brilliant.
Yeah.
Austin Powers 2, also brilliant, maybe a little less brilliant.
Had its moments, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Austin Powers 2 is still very, very funny. Yeah. And Austin Powers 3, it's like...
Austin Powers 3 really seemed like if you could define a cash grab...
Yeah.
You know, comedy.
Like, the best part about it is the very start, I think, with, like, Tom Cruise. Hey.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, it just... I don't know, like...
Why is that? Like, he can't catch a break at all. Like...
I mean, they keep giving him chances. He did the Love Guru, Cat in the Hat as well. You know?
When's it going to be his renaissance?
I don't know. He tried something there on Netflix called The Pentaveret. I didn't watch a second of it. And he's playing like 10 characters again. But like, I'm just like, I don't know.
I just don't understand.
It's kind of like Jim Carrey as well. Like,
it's not like, yeah, but I don't think he's trying as hard.
No, but he was for years.
Like, what was the comedy though?
Yeah, what was the last comedy? Like, even something like Yes Man, you're like.
He was all right in Sonic. Dr. Robotnik.
You know what? He's good, but that's not a Jim Carrey comedy. That's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
No, but it's a very Jim Carrey character.
Yes, but it's not a Jim Carrey movie is what I'm talking about.
Like lead role. Right.
Like
right.
Mike Myers like pops up in Inglourious Basterds and he's very good. He's in it for like 5 minutes.
Does he?
Yeah. Yes, old boy. He's like... He's the British attaché giving Michael Fassbender.
He should just try and totally pivot and just do like drama. Or something like that.
He kind of seems sad.
He does seem sad. Yeah.
They all seem sad.
What is it about...
Saddos.
Here, let me ask you another question. I saw the papers.
The papers?
In your pack. I already know the answer to this.
What's the best Christmas movie?
No. What's your take on mince pies?
No, not for me.
Yeah, fucking... Kill that stuff.
I mean,
no.
In theory, I should like them.
What? No, in theory, I don't think you actually. That's what stopped me in my tracks because
it's mince
pie hater written all over your face.
But like, think about it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's meat in a pastry.
It doesn't taste like meat, though.
I know
they say it's mince.
Yeah,
is it actually mince? I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's like a fruit.
That's what it is. It is like a fruit. Like it's like raisins or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, no, it's not meat. It's a different mince.
Yeah.
I think.
Why do they call it mince pies?
I don't know.
What's the deal? Maybe they mince the fruit. Mince pies?
Can you only mince meat?
Then you call it a mince fruit pie.
That doesn't have the same ring to it, does
it? No. Somebody's going to be bringing them. We're doing Chris Kindle in the office tomorrow. So you know the mince pies are going to be out. And old Muggins here. Maybe I'll bring my own sausage rolls or something that nobody else can have.
No.
Yeah, my Christmas sausage rolls.
There's plenty of mince pies over there.
What makes them Christmas? Well, I painted a little Christmas tree on the bag, you see. Now leave me alone.
What did you get your Chris Kindle?
I got them. They're not going to listen to this.
No.
I got them a lovely piece of art from the Jam Art Factory in Temple Bar.
Jam Art?
Jam Art. They do like nice prints. We've got a couple in our house. I'm a big fan of them.
That's good.
And I got
under the 20 quid limit?
It was. And then I went over, I bought a little candle for them as well. I went €3 over there. Well, you know what? The limit was 15.
Oh.
But when you say 15, people are going to spend 20. If you say 20, people are going to spend 30.
Yeah, and then 30, you may, why stop there?
100
huh?
quid, why not? Just buy me a new Samsung tablet. Like.
yeah, I've also got a Chris Kindle. Now, I have...
Can you tell me what you got your Chris Kindle?
Nothing yet, but it's next week. We usually do a family Chris Kindle.
Yeah.
I have backed out of that.
Oh,
this year I'm actually just going to get the kids stuff. And
good.
And I only said it to my dad today. I was like, I think we're just going to get the kids stuff. And my dad's like, oh yeah, can we do? I'm like, are you on board too? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yes.
Like, well, the big guy's on board. Yeah. Well, this whole thing's going to come crumbling down.
Yeah. So just really the kids, because I find I actually seen a thing, Roy Keane doing something very similar. Did you see that during the week? Where he's like, Christmas, it's for kids. You know, like, no, we don't get each other out. We get the kids something. I do like the idea in general of exchanging gifts, but I find it's more, for me personally, it's more stressful because I always leave it late. I'm always thinking about money. I'm like, okay, how much have I got for this, for that, and whatever. And I'm really just going around getting people what's essentially a token thing, just because you have to exchange something. Like, I'm not the best at thinking of presents, so I'm always stressed about it. But this
something year, I feel like you're wasting money. Like,
yeah, because I'm kind of like, I'm getting my dad something. I know he's never going to use it because you don't know what to get him. I don't know what, you know what I mean?
Tickets. So,
yeah, maybe tickets.
Tickets
or something
to
like
a
that.
Play.
Yeah, that'd be good. I don't That's think what he'd I do. Like that,
though. No? I'm not a big theater guy.
No, I don't think so.
Tickets to go see Donald Trump
Hamilton.
Speak.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Donald Trump speak. Yeah, he'd love it.
Yeah. We've done it now where, like with my sister, it's like we're stopping doing that Chris Kindle thing. It's like pajamas.
Yeah.
Get each other pajamas and we'll look after the kids.
I love that.
Great. And nice, you get a nice fresh pair of pajamas every Christmas.
Whereas when I was a kid, I would have thought pajamas, get the hell out of here. Whereas now, fucking give me that comfort.
Give me a pair of H&M pajamas.
Yeah. Right, Terry. On that note, classic segue into Mission Impossible from 1996.
You know what? I watched this movie in my pajamas the other night.
That's why he's the king.
Simple game. Is he serious?
Always.
It's much worse than you think.
We're being ambushed. Abort, that's an order.
They knew we were coming.
Do you read me?
I don't care how he did it. I want to know why he did it.
You're worried about me. Why you survived.
I'm sure we can find something I have that you need.
No one save me.
These guys are trained to be ghosts. Let's not waste time chasing after him. Just make him come to us. Find something that's personally important to him and you squeeze.
Seen me very upset.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
That was the trailer for 1996's Mission Impossible, directed by Brian De Palma, starring Tom Cruise, John Voight, Ving Rhames, Emmanuel Bear, and
Emilio Estevez.
Jean Reno. Emilio Estevez, yes, he's there.
Hey.
Want some boyf?
Please.
Why don't you take a stab at the budget?
The budget, 1996, I would say.
It's a big movie, like it's a tenth polar.
20 million.
80 million.
Fucking hell. Okay.
I told you, it's a big movie.
Wow.
Opening weekend?
Opening. 50 million.
45. You're just in. Brimful of Asher.
Fuck yeah.
Domestic total?
Budget was 80. Domestic total, 145.
180.
Woo. Okay.
And worldwide?
450.
457. Well done.
Oh, yes. Okay, do I get that?
No, you're out, but by two. But, you know, it's
10%, though.
10%, 457.
450,000 or 457,000. Surely I'm within 10% there. Yeah, I am.
45. 4.5. Yeah, you're not in 10%.
Fuck. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, no, critics.
I was surprised at both of these scores.
Critic 69.
66. Hey.
I am incredible at this game.
You've got one out of four right so far.
I'm pretty close though. And audience, I would say 73.
71. Here's some IF, some interesting
Please
facts.
If me.
This is the first film under Tom Cruise's new production company at the time, Cruise Wagner Productions. It was the first movie he decided to become a producer.
Oh, I did notice produced by Tom Cruise, isn't it?
Yeah. So now the movie, like, literally the first title cards is a Tom Cruise production in the new movies, like, as they go along.
Of course.
He is the headline, you know, good. Above Mission Impossible, above everything else, it's a TC movie.
A TC.
He convinced Paramount to put up $70 million as the budget after they had tried and failed to make a version of this over the years because they had the rights to the TV series.
Right.
While working on Interview with the Vampire, Cruise met Brian De Palma at a dinner with Steven Spielberg.
Ooh.
What a life, huh?
It'd be a fly on the wall.
What a life
dinner.
To live.
I know.
He liked him so much that he went home and watched his whole filmography that he hadn't seen. This convinced him that De Palma was the man he needed to direct Mission Impossible.
Wow.
Would become the norm with these movies, the film went into production without a finished script.
So, okay.
Cruise had hired heavy Hollywood hitters, Steve Zalian, David Koepp, and Robert Towne as the screenwriters. David Koepp, you might remember, wrote Jurassic Park.
Oh.
So, like, big names. And he was fired off the project, Koepp, and then brought back on and was given $1 million to rewrite an old script. Robert Towne is this legendary kind of screenwriter. But what was happening was De Palma had designed all the action sequences himself, but they couldn't make it fit properly. So they brought Towne in to kind of rework the start to make these pieces of the puzzle fit together.
Wow.
The film did, however, come in time and under budget, a rarity for a Hollywood blockbuster.
Wow.
Tom Cruise did most of his own stunts.
Of course.
For the heist scene in Langley, he kept banging his head when they do the... David, why am I leaving, David?
Why did I send my mother to Atlanta?
When he was dropping, just before he hit the ground, he kept banging his head.
Oh, right.
And he couldn't figure out why. And then he had the idea to put British pound coins in his shoes to balance himself out, and it worked a treat.
So he'd fall and he'd tip forward
every
time. Yeah,
and he'd get like banging his chin and stuff.
Oh.
This is my last piece of IF, shall we say. For the big train sequence at the end, they wanted to use France's high-speed train, the TGV, but the rail authorities objected. So they built two railroads like in the Pinewood Studios that they normally use to shoot 007 movies, but they needed to replicate the winds. And basically they said they couldn't find any machines until Tom Cruise had the brainwave that like he was training as a skydiver years before and he remembered using a simulator. So they located the one machine of its kind in Europe, and he had it produce winds up to 140 miles per hour so it would distort his face at the end when he's on the train.
The winds did look fucking strong.
I was watching, I was like, holy shit. Like, so that's,
okay.
That's pretty much it.
That's interesting. Boyf, Terry?
Let me know what you think. Sock it to me, baby.
You know what? It wasn't a perfect movie. But I will still say that it fucking ripped.
Yes, Andy! This is the second lowest one rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Which I cannot wrap my head around. Only Mission Impossible 2, which is regarded as the weakest one of the seven, is low. Like Mission Impossible.
Does that Take a Look Around, Mission Impossible?
Yes, it's of the time. Yeah, it's directed by your boy John Woo of Face Off fame.
Ah,
yeah, so it's going to be bombastic as hell.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But I couldn't believe it when I looked that up, that it was like, I was like, okay, Rotten Tomatoes, it's going to be, you know, 80 something. Yeah. It was like 66. Like, unbelievable.
I was looking at some reviews of it today, actually, and they were saying, like, a lot of people kind of had it in a sort of a guilty pleasure sort of
I mean, that's crazy, like.
Yeah, like, you know what? In a nutshell, and we can get into it, obviously, but, like, in a nutshell, I thought it was very enjoyable.
It zips a lot.
It zips. It does zip. Loads of plot, which I like. Loads going on.
Not too much for you now?
Slightly too much.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little... It got a little bit confusing for me. Am I an idiot for being a little bit confused?
No, like, I've seen it, like, 15 times, so I know it inside and out now. But, like, the first couple of times I watched it, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, he knows the Phelps?
Yeah.
You know, like...
So I was like, okay, so he's the bad guy? And it's like, oh, he's saying, but him? And then he's like, why, Jim? And
he's
then,
like, why did Kittredge do it, even though, you know, he knows it's Phelps and stuff like that, you know? Like,
so I found that, I'm not surprised that it didn't have a finished ending and that they had to rework some things, because it got a little bit confusing for
me. There was a whole subplot that, and there's parts of it left in, you can see, but there's a whole subplot where Cruz, so Ethan... And I can't remember the girl's name. Yeah. Emmanuel Bear. Like, they have an affair in the movie because they think Jim is dead. And, like, there's bits in it where you're like, they cut out most of it.
Yeah.
But, like, the
bit. I wasn't quite sure what their dynamic was.
Like, she's kind of, like, kissing his hand, or, like, sometimes kissing on the cheek. And then at the end, you know, he's like, having sampled the goods myself, Ethan. That's your wife you're talking about, like. But, like, George Lucas actually convinced Cruz and De Palma. He said he watched the test screening and he's like, that's going to take people out of the spy genre, action, whatever, like. So
I think, that was a little bit confusing, their sort of whole dynamic. Yeah. But
I think it still works.
Let me ask you a question. What is it about De Palma? Do you think that Cruz said, yeah, that's my guy? Like, what are some of the De Palma-isms? Why is he Peter McGann's favourite director?
He is, like, a good guy at, like, conspiracy or, you know, some, like, sort of, like...
Noir, underhanded.
Yeah, sort of thriller type thing. Like, so you're kind of blending that with action as well. And, like...
Yeah, like not, deception, sort of.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Yeah. There's lots of that in here.
Right,
where, like,
right.
Where, like,
right.
Literally, because, like, literally... The team, in the first 25 minutes, I timed it, like, six people are dead.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, hearing Tom Cruise say the word dead.
Over, they're dead!
He's, like, on the phone, they're dead! He's like, like, what? They're all dead!
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and he's like, like, that's, for me, that's when the film really starts to fucking sing, where you're like, you know, you have the it's impeccable, the whole, you know, Prague... embassy thing or whatever. All that is so smooth. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Really entertaining. And you're like, oh, they're all really good at their jobs, which is great. Yeah. Like, and then when it all starts to go tits up, like, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the fog, everything, like the cobblestones.
It does. It looks great.
But when they have that conversation where you're like, where he's like, they're sitting at the table and he's like, I don't follow you. He's like, see if you can follow me around the room, you know,
the other
agent, the drunken couple,
10
o'clock or whatever, you're like, and the camera is like fucking going mental, like Dutch angles out the wazoo.
This movie, and you know what, like, it had loads of, and I actually really like this in movies, of, like, you know, that sort of dialogue that gets parodied now, you know, that sort of, like,
but it's so earnest.
Looks like we got company, you know, like, it's that sort of, like, you know.
In 10 minutes, you're going to have Virginia Farm Boys here, you know.
2 minutes.
Yeah. You know? Like, I love.
Boss, we got a problem.
You know what I loved about it as well on this rewatch? Like, first of all, I love Kittredge.
Is he the guy, the main sort of bad guy or whatever?
No, he's like the antagonist where he's like, all right, Hunt.
He's his, like, voice.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
He's like, you want to shake hands with the devil? I don't care. As long as you do in hell.
I thought when he came on, I was like, I could watch this. I could listen to this guy read the phone book. Like, this guy,
he comes back.
Something about his the way he enunciates.
He comes back in, like, number 7. So in the latest one. Okay. And, like, people were like, when he was announced, they're like, oh my God, he's back. Because these movies kind of, like, the only constant in the movies is Tom Cruise and Luther.
Right.
Like, so like everybody else.
Which one was Luther?
Ving Rhames.
Oh, okay, great.
The Net Ranger.
I liked him in it as well. Yeah, he was great.
What I loved about the like the IMF agents though is that like apart from the really attractive team that gets killed at the very start,
yeah,
all the rest of them that are chasing them, it's like just a bunch of old guys in like brown coats.
I know, like they're not like, intimidating.
He's in the wind, Barnes. Yeah. He's like, shut up, Barnes. Like this is this old silver topped guy. He was like, but I was looking, I was like, he's pretty tall and like. Yeah. If I ever tried to punch him in the chest, I'd break my hand.
Yeah.
He's like, pretty sturdy looking guy, but like, he's somebody that's in his 50s, like proper spies.
Yeah, like no one, like Cruise is by far the youngest and nimblest the movie. And it's weird to see like a young Cruise, but like this is kind of like, would you say this is Cruise at the peak of his powers?
I mean, he's just coming into it now. Like this is the run, I think this is the start of the run where every movie makes over 100 million.
Right.
You know,
and what kind of came after this? It was like,
like Jerry Maguire is next.
Right.
And then like he kind of takes a break. And then he is in Vanilla Sky. Like, you know, they're basically, maybe, and like, I guess before this, he would have had like Top Gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Cocktail, Days of Thunder. Like, you know.
Like it's a role that I think you need to have a lot to play, you know what I mean? Like,
but you need to be able to bring the intensity, which he does in spades,
and like, lead, you know, like to be like, it's weird because like someone, I don't know what it is about a leading man. Is it just
it's an intangible,
like charisma, whereas like technically someone else could do all those things, maybe not all the stunts that he does, but like they just, but you would be taken out. Like there's something about him that just makes you kind of like,
he's so committed.
He's a character, so switched on
as a person and as a character. Like he's never phoning it in or anything like that. No. Like, you know, like, so you believe everything he's saying.
Yeah, that's
and like, you know, the fact that he's really doing the stuff as well. Like that aquarium scene,
you can tell. Yeah, that's
and like him, like it's like fucking Homer in the chains, like. You know,
is,
and then like it's him like pelting it across the fucking thing,
and he fucking hauls ass when he runs as well.
Like three or four times in this movie, it's like the fuck. This is the start of the Tom Cruise run.
Is it?
He does a lot of running in these movies.
Yeah,
but like
great.
This is like you're on the front foot already, and then even where, you know, like he's like very playful in the movie as well. Like,
yeah,
you know, like when he's like. If anybody, the chemistry between him and Max, him and Vanessa Redgrave,
yeah,
I'm like, she's like, my dear boy. Like, she, like, if you left them alone in a room together, like, they're the ones that are having sex.
They're shagging.
Yeah, yeah, not 100%. Shagging.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, behave, Andy.
You tosser.
Groovy, Andy. Yeah, baby.
Do you know what? I'm so glad that you picked me up on that.
Yeah.
Good.
Shagging.
I mean, I thought fucking was too
right.
much. Yeah, right. That's what we say.
Having sex.
Having intercourse.
What do you think about Ving Rhames in this?
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
I thought, you know.
Jean Reno's okay.
He's fine.
Yeah.
It's just a gig, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
can we talk a little bit about the iconic lowering down scene? Loved it.
I loved the whole build-up of it.
And you know, do you know what made me fucking punch the air? And I know you'll appreciate this, where Ving Rhames is like, he's like, you think we can do that or whatever? And he's like, we are going to do it.
What does he say? Oh, don't worry, Luther. It's much worse than you think.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, did you notice, by the way, at the start of the movie, they do this in every movie, where they show you the trailer of the movie. When that, like,
the
music kicks in, it shows you a bunch of scenes that are going to happen
in
the movie.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, so watch out for the next one where it's like the fuse is like lit.
Yeah.
It's like dun, 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 dun. And it's like, it's doing the credits, but it's showing you stuff from the movie. Yeah.
Do you know, I'm just jumping around here.
Yeah.
But at the start when, you know, Emilio Estevez gets killed.
Oh.
I was watching it and I was so, I literally, and I don't do this a lot, I was watching it and my mouth was like, Because it is so, like, it was one of these, like, there wasn't that necessarily horrible death, like, right, like, through the eyes, yeah, like this thing in the elevator. Well,
his face being like,
yeah, like this thing, like you kind of think he's going to get out of it because, like, it's not like there's a huge, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like there's a little bit of tension, like, I'm in trouble. And then, like, he's kind of trying to sort it, and then you're like, oh, shit.
His little face, like,
yeah, yeah.
And I saw that, first time I saw that was in Ard School Reach. Not Ard School Reach, School Wirra, excuse me. Wow. So one of those, remember they used to have those, like, open days in the school? Where you were just kind of like, there's no classes.
The rating for this movie was like G.
Yeah, G.
But G.
But like, I remember it being on, you know, they used to have like classrooms would have like tapes on those days. And you could just go in and watch a movie or like ramble around. Really? Yeah, it's in Scobar.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was like a free day. And it was like, you come in your tracksuit and they would have, you know, you go in and play chess in one room or whatever.
And that's probably where I was.
But there was like, this was on in one of the rooms. And I remember being like, what is this? It's like, like I'm like 8 or 10. And I'm like, and then you see the Emilia Masters, and I'm like, I don't want to watch this. And then, no, it was just like, no, like, and then now I'm like, fucking yes.
But then when it got to the scene where he's been lowered down, just,
it's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Aesthetically, like, it's great. And the way they're able to sort of create that tension with, like, just, it's the little sound effects. It's the little, like, hand on the rope, like
toast.
Yeah, toast. Yeah. Toast. And like they literally can't, nothing can drop. They can't have the voice levels go up and all this sort of stuff.
When he just drops to the bottom and he's like, you know, and he's like, fucking deadly. Like,
really well done.
And your buddy from Dennis the Menace, the dad, is the guy.
Is that him?
Yeah.
My buddy.
You're a big Dennis the Menace head, aren't you?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it all right. he's your man. Apparently, he's coming back for the number 8.
Number 8.
He's listed in the credits.
And I was just looking at the title. So, was the 7th Mission Impossible, is that, that's a part one, is it?
It's a part one. It was a part one. Now, and we'll talk about this more when we get to it. But it's not being called Dead Reckoning Part 2 anymore. So I think they're probably going to retitle it just Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, okay.
It's been delayed till 2025. Fuck my life.
Sons of bitches.
But that whole sequence, and like just him, like the tension of like, he's coming back and he's like has to going back or whatever is brilliant.
Yeah.
The bit, like, and the perfect, like the cherry on top with the knife.
I know,
falling
right at the moment,
and like him being like, oh shit.
My god. Yeah, it's mad to think that in 96 that this movie is G.
We talk about John Voight for a little bit.
Yes, please.
What a great bit of casting.
It was a great bit of casting. Now, can I just get clarity on the plot
here,
right? So he goes to Kittredge says, I think you're the mole.
So
your parents have all this money all of a sudden and you're the only survivor.
Phelps sets up Ethan.
Who's Phelps?
John Voight.
Right.
Good evening, Mr. Phelps. he sets up Ethan. So he has everybody, like the whole conversation where they're like, he's like, Ethan?
Yeah.
Like he shoots himself, like rubs blood.
Yeah, that's the part that confused me, because it was only when you see that, you see him like doing it himself. Yeah. And then
you actually see it when
and then Cruz is talking normal to him. Then it's like, did he not just find out that he's
That's Cruz. When you see it, that's Cruz figuring it out.
He's not showing it to him.
No.
Okay.
So he's basically saying, "Oh, they got me. Like I'm in a sling here. Kittredge did this to me." But like Cruz had found the Bible.
Yeah. What was that all about? Because like, I know he said
at the very start, like Drake Hotel, Chicago.
Yeah.
And then it was like he found the Bible in the safe house and it was like stamped.
Yeah, Drake.
And the whole thing at the end, it's the best line. He's like, when did you know? He's like, when I found the Bible. He's like, they stamped it, didn't they? Those goddamn Gideons.
Yeah.
Like,
but like, how, and please forgive my ignorance, but how does that Bible from that hotel, him finding that, what made him put pieces together?
So it means that like somebody has set him up.
Right.
Jim Phelps always stays in the Drake Hotel, Chicago.
Yeah.
He sees the Bible has the stamp of Drake Hotel, Chicago in it.
Yeah.
How did that Bible get from
I knew Drake, that, yeah. But I was kind of like, what relevance?
Because he,
what does that make him think? Like, oh my god,
who else does he know that's been in the Drake Hotel Chicago?
But what?
Stop making me say Drake Hotel Chicago.
The Drake.
Yeah. So he's the only person that he would know.
But like, even if he did take it from the hotel,
yeah.
Like, what does?
But he's supposed to be dead. Jim's supposed to be dead.
Oh, okay.
And then he knows Jim is alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And then he's like, Jim is alive. So he knows Jim is alive before he shows up again. And then when he's telling him, oh, Kittredge did this, he's like, well, you fucking did this. I know you're alive.
Right.
And like, he tells him, he's like, why did Kittredge do it? And he's like, you know, one day you wake up, the Cold War is over, you have to answer the people, and all of a sudden the president has run the country without your permission.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
dare he, the son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, you yeah, know? Yeah. Right.
So,
and is Kittredge good or bad?
Kittredge is good. Kittredge works for the IMF. Like, he thinks.
All right, so he's actually good.
Yeah, he thinks Ethan is like the bad guy. That's right. The whole thing. And he's been disavowed. He's on the run.
Oh, okay.
Which happens numerous times throughout these movies. Like, literally, I think maybe every movie. He's like disavowed.
Framed for like wrong.
Yeah, like, he's like, you killed the president, not like, the president.
What are you guys going to learn? Yeah, it's like, never me.
Alec Baldwin's in a couple of these movies.
Yes. Yeah.
He's in 5 and 6. Two of the best ones. Which is, it's the rare franchise that arguably gets
stronger.
It's like it's split into two halves. It's like 1, 2, 3, and then they take a big break, and then 4, 5, 6, 7 are like of a piece. And like 4, 5, 6, 7,
it's like, kind of like a Fast and the Furious thing, not necessarily in the ridiculousness, but yeah, in the like, these are different movies, these next batch.
Yeah, exactly, kind of like and we'll talk about it when we get to it. But
yeah,
I just think John Voight is like, he's so good in that, like, he's trusting.
Yeah.
At the start, you're like, oh yeah. And then you're like, oh no, he's a fucking slime ball.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
He's got that way about him, isn't it? Like, that's obviously the
he's
sign
like
of
that
a good
in
actor.
Life. Like, yeah.
But like, sign of a good actor that you could be so trusting of him at the start.
Yeah.
And think like, oh, he's this straight laced.
You know, he's their team leader and all this stuff. And then it's like, oh, by the end, like some of the stuff he's saying by the end.
Yeah.
Where you're like, and like he shoots his wife, doesn't care. Yeah. Like, and I love how, like, the ending, because I was like, I watched most of it, and then I was like, oh, 20 minutes left, and I was kind of, I'm like, I'm really tired. I'll just watch the next 20 minutes. I'm like, kind of like, the end sequence is not my favorite bit. And then I was watching, I was like, you're still wrapped with all the stuff going on in the train.
Yeah.
And like, she's trying to like upload the knock list, and like Luther's doing his thing.
I kind of found that the train helicopter scene, it kind of fell a little bit flat for me, even though there's loads going on.
It's a little bit.
It was a little bit
for me, what makes it brilliant is Tom Cruise's movements.
Yeah.
When he's up there and he's like, what?
Yeah.
And you're
whoa.
And I'm like, fucking hang on. Don't let go of that thing, man. And like, and I love how it's just old man John Voight. He's like,
I know.
With his like suction cups and like his weird outfit.
Like they're going mental. Yeah. I was like, Jesus
like,
Christ.
It always springs to mind of like the end of Speed.
Yeah.
But better, because like John Voight is more imposing than Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
You have the added thing of like, there is a helicopter stuck at the front of the train that could explode at any minute. Like,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If Tom Cruise, I know you're a big Keanu's man.
Yeah.
If Tom Cruise was in Speed, do you think it would be a better movie?
It's hard to be better than perfect, but
you think Speed's perfect?
I think it's nigh on perfect.
I think if, and look, hey, I love Keanu.
Yeah.
But I think if Tom Cruise at this time, what, 95?
No, it's 94, I think Speed is.
Okay, so this one is 96, Mission Impossible. So I think if you have Tom Cruise in that, he's basically giving you the exact same physicality, if not more. But he's also giving you, at that stage, Keanu is not quite the.
There's something about Keanu in that movie that, like,
it's just Kent.
Yeah, it's just Kent. It's just Kent. Harry. Like, Tom Cruise and Jeff Daniels does not work as well as Keanu and Jeff Daniels, probably.
I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah. Now that I think of it, I think it would work. Anyway, I mean, that's
Tom Cruise saying pop quiz hot shot.
Pop quiz hot. No, I can't do it. But
pop quiz hot shot.
Pop quiz hot shot. I can't do Cruise at all.
Oh, your dad was Cruise?
Yeah. He doesn't even say it.
Red light, green light. Yeah. Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you.
Yeah, all these little lines. It's like
this, it's great screenwriting. Like,
I actually lapped it up, to be honest.
It's fucking dead.
And I didn't think it was perfect, but
off to a great start, huh?
I enjoyed it. I was happy with it. There was a few moments that made me, you know, either make a face or to have a feeling of like, come on.
Even the end, where it's like, you know, everything is back to normal, and he's like Luther's like, why don't you come back with me?
Yeah.
He's like, don't know why I'd be doing it. And then it's like, would you like some cinema of the Caribbean? Aruba, perhaps? Like, and he just has this look on his face like,
there's something about that.
Yeah, it's fucking class.
You know, he's just like, oh,
here it goes.
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to give it out of 10?
I will give it an 8 out of 10.
Mm.
I think that's pretty solid. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie. I watched half of it in traffic.
What?
I watched half of it in traffic. Oh, when I wasn't moving, I was watching. I was stuck on the fucking M11 yesterday. Got a great little batch out of it. Just where I would have been, it's great.
Watch it on the big screen.
No, because it was actually perfect, right? Because I'll tell you why. Because my attention span is terrible, right? So obviously I'm driving. So like I'm not driving. I'm not moving.
Yeah.
But whereas I would have been stressed and annoyed that I'm not moving, now I'm like, take your time. Yeah. I've got this
with this badass of movie. Tom Cruise.
Yeah. And so I was just happily sitting there and enjoying it. Whereas I feel like, if I'm like, I'm terrible for this now, and it's my own fault, but if I'm watching a movie, I'm like kind of fidgety, or I'm reaching for my phone, or
I was wrapped. I actually didn't look at my phone. I looked at my phone when the ads came on all four.
Yeah, and then
that was it.
I love the ease of it as well. It's just on all four. It's right there.
Well, they were on Prime. They were all on Prime like it's 2 weeks
better
ago.
On all four, yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh.
Do you have...
Skating.
No,
no, I'm just kidding.
It's 4.5 out of 5, man. If you check the letterbox there, folks. What are you going to say about Ed Harris Award?
For excellence in acting.
Yes.
I'm going to give it to... I'll give it to John Voight.
Oh!
I think he was very good in it now. I didn't really discuss him too much, but I thought, in terms of acting, he wasn't over the top. Yeah, but he was very believable.
He can be very over the top. Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah, I liked him. How about you?
Kittredge.
Fuck, that's what I said.
Henry Cerny.
I'm changing my answer. It's Kittredge.
Well, we got Bobby Kittredge.
You can. Of course you can.
I think he's great.
I loved him.
Obviously, Tom Cruise is brilliant in it as well. Like, Tom Cruise gives you the intensity, the mania.
Yeah.
You know, like, the... what would you say? Like, this...
He's the
focused. He's so focused in it, like, you know,
laser focused.
And like, actually, we never touched on it, but like him using the internet.
I know.
Did you use the internet in 1996? Obviously, it's not like Job at whatever, but like the way the actual websites looked, I was like, I've been on websites that look that weird. Like,
I do remember at the very start going on like Alta Vista. Or playing like really primitive PC ROM games of like, you know, all this sort of stuff. I only recently, on a total side note, I was just watching on YouTube the gameplay for what's that fucking, is it Lawrence of Arabia or one of these really old PC games? Where
Prince of Persia?
Prince of Persia. Yeah. Lawrence of Arabia. Prince of Persia.
One of the best movies of all time.
I mean, whatever.
The video game.
You're calling me out on all my mistakes today.
Because you made fun of me when I when I flubbed the line a few weeks ago. I don't forget, Andy. Here's your receipts.
And in terms of line reading, if you're asking.
Yes, please.
Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you.
Yeah.
I love that sort of shit.
For me, it's between two.
Go on.
Those goddamn Gideons. It's between three. Those goddamn Gideons or... Haven't tasted the goods myself.
I love that line.
Or the one with Kittredge where he's like, all right, Hunt, He's like, I don't care if you want to shake hands with the devil, as long as you do it in hell. And like, I love like Tom Cruise being like, he's like, I know you're upset. He's like, Kittredge, you've never seen me upset. And like the angle is like, it's like each time it cuts back to them, it's shifted 30 degrees. You're like,
do you know what? I have to give you credit, and I don't know what in what other walk of life someone would give you credit for this, but your impressions.
Hey.
Are very good. Yeah. Your Cruise and your Kittredge were very good during this.
I'm going to make it every time we have a guest come on now, they're going to have to give me an impression to start.
Great, I love it.
That's, okay, so why don't you tell the good people where they could find us?
You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod and TikTok sometimes at the same address. You can find us on Twitter at WSGAPod. Where else can they find us?
You can find us over on the Patreon for the low fee of €5 a month. You get access to all our back catalogues of our mini series that we've done. We've done What's So Great About the MCU. That's our last franchise we did, I think.
Ooh.
What's So Great About 90s Action Movies? What's So Great About Ryan Gosling? And What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies? You also get access to a bunch of standalone episodes, a bunch of top fives. We pitch each other movies. We tell each other our perfect day, our dream festival.
I've been recently testing Terry's movie trivia knowledge.
Quizzes. There's a great one. Andy's Beetle quiz, if you want to hear him lose his mind.
Greatest stitch up in the history of mankind. Yeah.
It was very fun. Yeah, so follow us over there if you can't afford the €5 a month. Well, you can do me a favor by giving me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
Did you know that Ethan Hunt was going to sell the knock list to Max for $10 million. Mm-hmm. But I don't want a 10 million star review.
That'd be crazy.
I tell you what, you can just give me a 5-star review.
How does he do it?
Well, it's very simple, you see.
I take a number from the egg one.
If you can, you know, along with giving us the rating review, tell a friend, tag a friend, share some of our stuff up there. We're sharing it, but you know, you guys share it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you share it, huh?
Tell everybody how great we are.
Yes.
And we will be back
next week.
Next week for Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo.
Yes, I'm excited about that. The fact that it's the worst one, it makes me hope that I love it the best.
The worst one with the only licensed theme song as well. No other movie. This is like the apex, because maximalist 90s. Or early 2000s.
Was it 2000 or 2001?
I think it was 2000. It's okay, new movie. John Woo's directing, so we're going big. Also, the hottest band in the world.
Who's the hottest band right now?
Limp Bizkit. They're going to do a theme song for us.
That was actually a banging song. It was my introduction to Limp Bizkit.
I don't know why you all hate me.
Even that lyric doesn't even make sense. That bugs me so much, because hate is all the world has even seen lately.
He's right, man.
Grammatically incorrect.
He's spitting truth.
He's spitting something.
And then we will be taking a break after Mission Impossible 2 for Christmas.
Yes, the studio's closed, unfortunately. So,
kitchen's closed, folks.
Kittredge is closed.
Until movie 7, Kittredge is closed. You're correct.
Boom. See, I know what I'm talking about.
Until next week. Goodbye.
Brilliant.